This is the Capture Your 365 podcast, the podcast about everyday photography for everyday photographers. This is episode number 22, Success with 365 in 2015.
Welcome to the Capture Your 365 podcast. I'm Katrina Kennedy here with my lovely co-host Kelly Buss. Today we are talking about being successful with your 365 in 2015. So we're going to share some tips, tricks, pointers, and things that have helped us to be successful in our 365 projects. So if you are teetering on the fence, wondering if this is your year, we have good stuff for you. So, Kelly, when you started your first 365 project, were you nervous?
Yeah, I think I probably was. Maybe not nervous in the sense like when you get in front of a crowd and you're nervous, or maybe just more like, I wonder how long I can keep this going.
Yeah.
That's probably the nervousness or just that thought of, can I really do this? And
that
will I follow through?
Question. Yeah. And I believe you can. I really
yeah,
do.
I know you can.
So we've got 10 pointers for you.
All right.
I'm going to start us off, Kelly, and then I'll let you go next. So
okay.
My first pointer is to make it your own.
Uh-huh.
And what I mean by that is really, really decide on what you want to achieve. You know, this is your thing. This is your baby. Think about, do you want this to be a project to improve your photography? Do you want this to be a project to challenge your creativity? Do you want it to be a project that allows you to just document your life? You know, make it yours. Don't line it up against anybody else's. Don't think you have to do it in a way because somebody else did. Make this really your thing.
Absolutely. I completely agree. You will have much more success staying motivated after the newness wears off if it's something that you are already emotionally vested in. You know, if you're telling a story or always throwing a certain kind of shot or working at maturing, whatever. If you have thought it through and kind of, you know, picture direction, it will really help.
Absolutely. Really help. Absolutely.
Yeah. So my first one, or number two, I guess, for the list of 10 is have a plan for organizing your files. Because you're going to have 365 pictures, way more files than that, but 365 that you've picked as your best that day or your one shot for the day. If you don't have a way to organize them or name them or where you're going to put them, think that through at the beginning. Even if it's just as simple as you always put them in the same file folder, you copy it from one file, whatever. Do something or you're going to have a mess after about 100 days. So just kind of think that through before it gets too overwhelming.
Yeah. You may have that mess at 40 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, very true.
Exactly.
Very true. So, but then it gets really compounded by about July when you can't
right.
find anything and you want to figure out what was the one I picked for that day. And, you know, so
exactly.
Start with a workflow that works for you. So.
Absolutely. For me, that means I have a file for 2015, and in that file, there is a daily folder for each of my days. And then I have one folder that is my picture of the day folder that all of my selected photos of the day go into so that I can pick that really easily and see the photos at once, print them at once so that everything's in one spot.
Yeah. And mine is very similar, but, and I know Katrina does this too. I keyword it, whatever. I think I do POTD, picture of the day, so that I know which one I want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And POTD works better than 365 because
yeah.
you will discover 365 comes up in other pieces and parts of
yes.
your photo's metadata.
Yes, it does. Yes. I think I did CY365 for a while and that helped, but then I just switched to POTD. And
okay.
That's
yeah. POTD easiest, works for me too. That's what I've been
yeah.
using for a long time. And then to follow that up, use the camera you have. That's, in the words of Chase Jarvis, that's going to be the best one.
Right.
So if that's your phone, that's your DSLR, that's your point and shoot, whatever it is, use the camera that you have and go with that. Unless you decide your project is all about your DSLR, all about
right.
your phone, be willing to have that flexibility.
Yeah. And I think even, you know, sometimes for me, it's been a screenshot on my computer. I liked what was on my computer. It told a story that I wanted for that day. And I grabbed a screenshot and stuck that into my project. So
there you go. It works.
It works. Next for me is keep notes. And I don't mean lots of notes. I guess I just mean keep the notes. So by December, if you pull up a picture on January 31st and you don't know what it is, you have a note that tells you what it is. So if it's something that's, you know, obvious and you're not a journaler, then I wouldn't worry about it. But if you're like me and you're not a journaler, can't say that word, you don't like to keep notes. And then you come back 9 months later and you're like, why would I have taken this picture? what was this for? You need to have some place. Lightroom works really well for that. Or, you know, you could open some sort of a note-taking document or something and just write each day. I don't know. There are a lot of different ways you can do that. But you might want to think about that so you don't have any surprises at the end of why something was significant or not.
Absolutely. You could use a pencil.
Yeah. You could use a pencil, a piece of paper. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just write it down because you will really be
glad. Have you had that happen when you're like, why did I take a picture of this and pick it as my picture of the day? Or do you remember always?
So I have this crazy brain. I have to admit that 90% of my photos, I can tell you exactly why, sometimes what I was wearing. Like, But I have a freakish brain.
Yeah. You know, I really can do the same thing, but I think because so many people in my family really like to look at my photography, they don't know what I'm thinking.
Right.
And so sometimes it's, if I already have something typed into Lightroom or something on the collect card or, you know, then they know why I picked that versus just a blank where I have to go, oh, and I picked that picture of that specific coffee cup because, you know. So.
It was the one I was drinking out of that day.
Yeah. Exactly. It was clean.
It was clean. Right. Sometimes it doesn't have to be like rocket science, like deep, dark, meaningful moments, which is my next tip too. Oh, is it my turn?
Well, I was just going to say, if anyone read my collect cards, I would be so embarrassed because my collect cards, I think, are so ridiculously simple. I mean, they're just like at the zoo looking at the elephants. I'm like, well, that's what the picture shows. I'm like, work a little harder, being a little creative. So I'm trying harder with my notes to share, you know, an emotion or some thought beyond just, yeah, we see that. There's a kid. There's an elephant. So, yeah.
Nice. Some of mine are like that. Some of mine are like that, but not all of them.
Okay, I have to ask a question really quick.
Sure, go for it.
I'm sorry to interrupt our podcast, but can you hear those drums?
No, I can't hear
good.
Any drums.
Okay, good. Because my son, I guess, kind of forgot, oh, mom's podcasting and he's playing the drums. So I thought, oh, I don't want to ruin the whole
podcast. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You can hear the drums.
I can't. No, I'm like pressing my thing closer.
Okay.
No, I can't hear any drums.
Okay. Well, he's in the basement and I'm on the second floor, but I can hear my floor is vibrating. So
That's hysterical. Yeah, mom, no problem. Yeah. I just thought I'd do something quiet while you were recording your podcast.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. Number four.
So number four, that leads to follow your prompt or not. So if your prompt was about, say, quiet and you wanted to create something quiet, that would work. But if your son suddenly starts playing his drums and that's about what your day is about, that's what your photo becomes. So use the prompts to prompt you, but they don't have to box you in. They don't have to keep you from seeing things in a bigger way. I think for me, the project is about getting your photos taken. And, and if you want to stay pure to the prompts, you can, but you don't have to. You don't have to at all.
Not at all. And sometimes you might want to do not quiet, you know, all of a sudden, or add another adjective to make it a little bit more spin for you. Just make it work for you. That's back to make it your project. It's the same idea, which leads into mine, which is pick the photo that makes you happy or that tells the story you want to tell. You know, so many times we want to pick the most technically correct picture, but that doesn't always tell the best story. If I have another picture, but I got the exposure a little off, or maybe the focus isn't quite right, But really, it captures the moment better. Then I will pick that picture 9 times out of 10, unless it's hideous, you know, or something.
Yeah.
But I would much rather have the a little bit out of focus, but perfect expression of either joy or anger or whatever on my kid's face than the blank stare perfectly exposed and focused. So, yeah. So pick what makes you happy, what works for your project.
I love that. I think that should be a theme, not just for this project, but for life.
I agree. I think a lot of people have that theme, and I think maybe social media has encouraged us to go a different way, you know, maybe. But
maybe.
I think people maybe. Are swinging back.
I think so, too. All right. So I think this is number 7. You're much better at counting than I am.
Okay.
And my tip is to share or collect somewhere. So
yes.
Somewhere.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean you have to share with the entire world.
Right. Or share every single one.
Exactly. But share so that you are letting yourself have some accountability to someone else and that you're involving other people. And so that you stay up with it. I think it's so easy to fall off when we do it very quietly, very alone. And then the collect is to just so that you have them somewhere.
Right.
And I think somewhere other than your hard drive.
Yeah, I agree. I just see so much value of putting them in the gallery or, you know, on Facebook. You can set your privacy different if you don't want everyone to see. But it just, I don't know, it creates so much more camaraderie amongst your friends or, you know, accountability. Like Katrina said, it's just, I would not do it without a part of that. And I don't post every picture anymore, but I still post probably half. Well, maybe not half, maybe more like a third. Or
yeah.
So. Yeah.
And I can honestly say that I haven't intentionally posted photos of the day in maybe a year.
Right.
I post photos that become my photos of the day, but I don't call them that anymore. And so I feel very disconnected from the project because of that. So that's my 2015 commitment. I am going to take my own advice and I'm going to share and collect them somewhere.
Okay.
I know. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. No.
Commitment.
I think it's a good thing. And I need to do more of that myself. Like we talked about in a different podcast, I think, about, you know, getting a Project 52 then, maybe changing it just a little bit for some of you who've already done it, you know, a couple of times or something.
Exactly. And we talked about that in podcast 21, if you want to go back and
21.
Listen to that one. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. What's next on your list, Kelly?
Number 8 is let those in your photos be involved in the process.
Ah.
So if you have, you know, you're taking pictures of your kiddos, your husband, your family, that's your daily project. That's what you kind of picked is, you know, documenting your family. Then let them be involved. You let them help you pick their favorite pictures for that day. Let them help you set them up. You know, what do you think our pictures should be today? Well, Mom, we can take a picture of me playing my drums. You know, can you take a picture of us baking cookies? Mom, you know, I have done that. So I have kind of a problem now because I have 5 kids. So I do hear, Mom, can you take a picture of me with this Lego? Mom, can you take a picture of my art? Mom, can you, I don't have a shortage of that in my house. But everybody's vested into the program, you know, the project. Everybody loves it and they want to be involved and they like helping. And then they're also so much more willing when you want them to do something crazy, you know, be your model for some wacko project or something, some weird creative picture. They'll join in on the fun because they see the whole process and they know, okay, this is for Mom and or this is for my wife, this is for my husband.
It's part
I've seen
of something
that
bigger.
So much.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So much in the gallery where I see spouses and especially teenagers that you don't ever see. And then they get kind of roped into this project for Mom, you know, and I love that because it means, you know, they enjoy the project enough. They value it because they value the person taking the picture. So
Exactly. That's some great advice. I really love that. And I loved the moments when I involved my family more when they got to choose. I don't do that so much anymore. And it does change the way the project goes. So that's awesome advice, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, again, you know, we talked a little bit about this in 21, but I really have to do that with all of my family just because there's, I hate to say there's so many of them, but because, you know, I get so many things from different sources and different people. And I think that's where my project is going to go. Now I'm kind of talking myself into that, like just an overall big family collection year.
That's so cool. Good.
We'll
good.
See.
I think yeah. that would be fun to see.
Sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. My next piece, number 9, is print your photos.
Yes.
Get them yes. off your phone. Get them off your hard drive. Get them out of your computer so you can hold them, touch them, see them. I don't care if you put them on your coffee table or put them in an album or paste them on the wall. Print them so that you can see the work that you have done. That will keep you going throughout the year. I've seen that sustain my project. I've seen that sustain other people's projects, that you see them outside of your computer.
That is very, very important. Sorry. I was thinking about that because what I was thinking about doing with my 2014 pictures, I have a lot of them printed and in an album, but I took so many of them straight from Instagram, and I used to collect that so many of my pictures are squares too. Ah. I just kind of stuck with that format this year. So even if I use my DSLR, a lot of times I cropped it to a square and threw it in my project, that I was thinking about doing a wall of those persnickety prints, poster Instagram prints. You know the ones I'm talking about that have like 80 pictures of squares? They're rectangles.
Yes.
And I was thinking about...
I have one on my wall.
Yeah. And I have one too from San Francisco pictures. But I thought, oh, I have a huge wall that we just repainted that needs pictures. And I thought, oh, wouldn't that be fun to every year have your pictures just up? If you had a big wall where you can kind of, you know, come up with an arrangement. I'm thinking out loud. That's scary. I should stop talking probably. But so I think that's what I'm doing. I'm going to research that, I guess is what I'm going to say.
I love that.
Yeah.
So this is somewhat unrelated, but I'm going to share.
Okay.
Since we're just talking now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But so it's about printing. About
I
printing
just
your
printed, so. And I was able to sort my Lightroom catalog uh-huh. by my photos of the day that are 5-star photos.
Okay.
Those are the ones I love the
most.
The
best of the best.
The best of the best. And out of that group, I picked 24 photos. I had them printed 12 by 12. I had them
foam backed,
metallic print.
Ooh.
Black and white. And they are now hanging in my living room.
Okay. So in a grid of like 6x4, you said there were 24 of them?
It is a
7x3
grid. And then 3 are on the tiny wall between my kitchen and the hallway.
Okay, you have to take a picture of that and show it to us.
So it kind of, now my whole living room is kind of wrapped in square 12 by 12 photos.
Are they all pictures of your son, or are they just pictures you love of everything?
So the main wall, the 21, mm-hmm. are pictures of all people. We decided that was the when I told my husband what I envisioned, he said, uh-huh. "Well, can we make them all people? Because
yeah,
I love
yeah.
your tomato photos, but I don't really want a tomato in the living room."
I kind of understand that.
So the tomatoes are in the hallway.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So they are all faces. Most okay. of them are Ian, but we decided that. He's 9, probably in a couple of years, he's going to be like, Mom, do they all have to be me?
Right.
So we picked nothing that I feel like could be deemed embarrassing
right.
or, you know, weird or anything like that. So I do have other family members. I have my mom. I have Shay's mom. But they are the criteria had to be I loved the photos. And yeah. then this awesome thing happened, and this is a topic for another podcast that I think would be really fun to have. We realized in looking at all of those photos, only 2 of them were taken inside my house.
Ah. So. Yeah, that nice outside lighting.
Well, and the testament to like getting out and
natural
doing stuff.
Natural light, doing stuff. Okay.
Like, that's when I take the photos I love most.
Very cool.
So,
well, you've got to take a picture of that. And I will take a picture if I get mine done.
Okay. All right. I will. Ours is still in the process of being straightened because that's a long, they're all up with Velcro.
Right.
Which is how we did the 6x, oh, what is that? The 3x3 wall that we've had for 6 years. And this, you know, it'll take some time to get it perfect, but we'll get it there.
Very cool.
All right. So that's why you want to print your photos. That's why you want to label them, have a good workflow, and print them all right there in one.
Absolutely. That's cool. Great. That's great. And that's my job. My husband keeps, you know, going, you got to get them printed. You got to get them printed. All right. Number 10.
Here we go.
Don't be afraid to change course. If your project is not working for you, adjust. Don't be afraid. I mean, the goal is to finish. The goal is to finish. So if what you're doing, you didn't, you know, you started out to take pictures of hands, and by February, if you were like me, I'd be like, I don't know what else to do. Jeannie took beautiful pictures for a whole year. I would have been like, okay, change subject, try something different. So find something, a different course. There's no rule that says you have to start with and finish the exact way you started. So, yeah.
I think that's brilliant advice. Yeah. I think it's also okay, and I know this is crazy to say, I think it's also okay to say, you know, this isn't working for me. I'm going to go to a photo a week.
Yeah, I agree.
Or
I agree.
I'm not feeling the love in this. I'm going to let I'm going to let it go for a while.
Right. Well, I think that's so important just to know yourself, to know, okay, I'm the kind of person that either I need a break, or I'm the kind of person that I know that I need to push through, because if I take a break, I'll never start again, you know?
Right.
And some of us are the people that we just need to push through and know I push through, and in about a week or two, that motivation is going to come back. Versus the person that says, I just need a clean break. I need to not think about it for a week. And then I know that motivation and that creativity will come back. And so, you know, use this as a chance to know yourself and to figure out what does motivate you. And then you won't feel that guilt, because you know, if I stop for a week, I'll start again in a week. Versus, you know, me, I'm kind of the guilt person that, oh, if I stop, oh, now I've missed one. Now I've missed four. Now I've missed five. Oh, I'm not exercising anymore. You know, are we talking about
right, exactly. You know? Exactly.
I'm done. You know, so
I'm never going to eat healthy again because I ate a donut today.
Exactly. So, you know, you just kind of have to know yourself in that process.
Right. But. And just give yourself a break.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like just really, you know, make it yours. We started with that. And at the end, you know, be okay with changing it. And I think realizing too, it's going to take effort.
Yeah, it does.
To think about it. And some days you're going to hate it.
Right. And I think that was part of my 2014, is I did everything to streamline it down to as little effort as possible. And just because that's where I was at in my walk with the, you know, project. That's just where I'm at in the progress of it. But this year, I'm really excited about doing the P52, kind of honing in, spending some solid time once a week, and still just taking a picture of what I'm enjoying on those other days, you know, so I kind of get both. So.
Absolutely. You mean the CY52?
What did I say? Is that what I said?
You said P52, which is totally what it's been called forever, but I'm changing it.
I think you should.
Yep. CY52. You know, if you need the CY2, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Just go in knowing what you want to get out of it.
Exactly.
That's the important thing.
Cool.
Awesome. So I think those are some great tips to get you started on your 365. Also know that you can join us on January 1st for our annual New Year's Day 365 celebration. You'll find more details about that on the CaptureYour365.com website. So with that, Kelly, thank you for sharing your top 10 with me, and I look forward to seeing your Capture Your 365 project, or your 52 project in 2015.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.